Hello, my beautiful friend. So glad that you've decided to hear the good news today. Nikki and I are just so thankful that we have some good news. And the good news is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Messiah, is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me. Now listen, we are blessed today. And with a joyful heart, Pastor Nikki and I come to you. And we just say, let's look up. You know, child, if your head is hanging down, lift your head up and look towards the heavens where our Father and Jesus is. And look all around you. The Holy Ghost is here. In us. Around us. To do the job that Jesus and the Father sent Him to do. And that's empower us. Empower you and me to be able to get through the hard time. God didn't say it would be easy. God never said if you're a Christian everything will be easier. Maybe it's harder, I don't know. But I do know this, that I find comfort, and God wants you to find comfort in Him, because He is our comfort. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's ask God to bless our 30 minutes together. Pastor Nikki has a wonderful message today. And I pray that you'll just receive it as we deliver it from God's heart. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, Almighty God, wonderful God, we come to you in Jesus' name, thanking you for yet another day of your grace and mercy and your love. And we thank you, Lord, that we've not been forsaken nor forgotten, but you know every hair that's on our head. You know everything about us, and you know what troubles us. God, I pray for those that are troubled today. I pray for those that are fearful. I pray, God, that you would comfort them and let them know that everything's going to be all right when we seek the Lord. When we seek the Lord with all of our heart, everything shall be added to us. All of our needs, all of our desires, Lord, because our desires will line up with what you would have for us. Lord, let not our heart be troubled, but fill us with your joy and help us to focus not on the things of this world and the things that we think will make us happy. No, God, no. Put our hearts and minds where it should be and say, God, what do you want for our lives? What do you have for us? What is our purpose? Right now, Lord, I pray for your precious comfort from the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, to be with us right now. And if there be any lost, if there be any that's not born again, that they'll come into the kingdom today. Time's running out, Lord. People are acting like that this is going to last forever, but our time is running short. Help us right now, Lord. Help us as Christians to wake up, to stop and smell the roses, and to love you with all of our hearts, and love our neighbor as ourselves. And we give you our love. We give you our thanksgiving and our praise in the wonderful name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad that you're watching today. We're going to sing a beautiful song. before Pastor Nikki brings the message today, the good news, because he lives. Yeah. Who is he? The great I am. The one that's always been. The one that stepped down from his throne and did what had to be done.
Yeah.
For salvation for you and me. Jesus, I love you. And because you live, I can face tomorrow. Let's sing that. We'll get our violin and harmonica, and we'll just worship. Oh, because he lives. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Oh, I feel it now, Lord. I feel it now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God sent his Son.
once he lived. What a great song that Bill and Gloria Gaither wrote and composed. You know, if Jesus had not come out of that grave, then all of our faith would be in vain.
That's right.
Because Jesus said, I bring you life and life more abundantly. And he said, I bring you eternal life. And I thank him for his promise because I believe, I receive, and I'm going to live according to that promise.
Amen.
That one day, I'm going to get out of this old body. One day, I'm going to be with the Lord.
Amen.
And one day, there's going to be a great happening when the graves will open up.
Amen.
Oh, when the dead in Christ will rise, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air to be with him forevermore.
Amen.
And that's our hope. That's our hope that Jesus is coming back. That's our hope to get out of this body.
Amen.
That sin has ruined and that disease and affliction and all death. Sin brings death.
Amen.
And I thank God that Pastor Nikki's got a good message for us. And I pray that you will enjoy it. She's bringing a message that you need to really pay attention to today. A message that coming from God's heart. I've seen her studying that today and I thought, well, this is going to be good. And so right now, with any further ado, Pastor Nikki, would you come and bring us the good news?
Amen.
Oh, sing it for us, Nikki.
I want to sing this to you first. I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Lord, help me believe in what I could be and all that I am, all that you intended me to be. Show me the stairway, Lord, that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take, oh, one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Lord, help me today to do everything you want me to do.
Oh, yeah. Praise God.
Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, do you remember when you walked among men? You know, as you look in below, it's worse now than then. There's cheating and stealing. There's violence and crime. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all. the Lord answers that prayer for Buck and me every day when we say, Lord, help us to live in your presence one day at a time. When we get to thinking back and get sad, or when we look forward and start worrying, the Lord calls us back to that center. He calls us back to abide in him. Jesus is all-powerful. He died in our place. He rose again. He's coming back again for us. And he's going to set everything right. So, beloved, I pray that today you're abiding in Jesus. I have a word for us. The Lord wanted me, he put the word suicide on my heart. And suicide is a very, very sad thing. God doesn't want any of us to take our lives. He gave us our lives, and he wants us to glorify him with our lives. Now, Pastor Buck and I have been going into nursing homes for 28 years, 29 years. I've been with him 26 years, and I've gone in with him into nursing homes. And I see these strong saints, these warriors of God that are trusting him in spite of their afflictions. And it's a sad thing when somebody just gives up and doesn't believe anymore, loses hope. And beloved, the Lord wants each and every one of us to know that he has a plan for our lives, that he wants us to look to him, to trust in him. I can talk about suicide not from my own perspective, because I've never had the desire or the thought to commit suicide. Those of you that may be suffering and thinking about suicide, you're on a different side of things. All I can tell you about is that my parents decided to take their lives at the age of 86. And I know what a sad thing it's been for me. I told them time and time again, I said, trust God. Your life is important. No matter how old you become, your life is still important. I asked them to trust God, to hope in him. They didn't know how God was going to see them to the end of their lives. They might have had a stroke or a heart attack suddenly, and boom, they would have been with him forever, right at that point. But their fears and their worries about what might happen caused them to make a decision that has hurt my brother and me and others, friends that loved them and hated to see them go that direction.
Amen.
But the Lord knew, the Lord comforted me during that time when I had to face the fact that they were gone and that they had decided to take their lives. I don't even want to tell you how they did it. I don't want anybody thinking about it. Your lives are precious. If today you are feeling as though God has abandoned you, that he doesn't understand what you're going through, the pain and suffering that you're going through, I know that in the end, God will be with us and help us with our pain and suffering. When we look at Jesus suffering on that cross, taking the pain, the sin, the wickedness in his body on that tree, being separated from God the Father for a time, going into hell, and then coming out. But all that he suffered, when we consider what he suffered, and he said, I'll be with you, beloved. Trust me through it all.
Yeah.
Job is a wonderful example. If you're considering suicide, I pray that you will open the Word of God and that you will read the book of Job. I want to read you a little bit about what he said. Satan came to God and he said, if you take away all that he has, he will curse you and he will die. God said, no, he won't. He trusts me. He believes in me. Job is an example to us. Job ended up losing everything he had except his wife. And then he was stricken with boils all over his body. And this is what Job says. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in mine hand? He wasn't willing to take a knife and stab it through his heart. He wasn't willing, if he had had guns in that day and age, he wasn't willing to take a gun and put it to his head. He wasn't willing to take medicine and kill himself that way. He said, wherefore do I do this? Then he said, though he slay me. Who is he referring to? He's referring to God, his creator, his maker. He says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Do you trust in the God who loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son to die in your place, to pay the price for your sin, for my sin? Oh, beloved, how can we turn away from the one who loves us the most? We don't need to understand. There's a song out that says, when I don't understand what God is doing in my life, I trust his heart. We have a God who loves us,
yeah.
who redeemed us, who bought us back from Satan. We sold ourselves into slavery to Satan through sin. Have you been so good that you can win your way to God, to a holy God who is righteous, who has no sin, who can't look upon sin? No, we've all lied. We've all gone our own way. We've all wanted our own way. We've been selfish. We have committed sin, one thing after another, lied, stolen somebody's reputation through gossip. Jesus said, if you just lust after a woman, you're committing adultery. Beloved, we are loved. We need to be like Job, who says, I will trust in him. He also shall be my salvation. Job knew that his only salvation, the only way he could have eternal life, was through trusting in God. And he did that. I want to read to you from Romans 8. Paul says this, I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. And then I'll skip to verse 22 in Romans 8. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also. Are you groaning? Buck and I are groaning. We're groaning in our flesh. We're getting older. We're putting up with pain. Buck has to face another very, very painful operation to his right knee. He had his left knee done, so he knows what lies ahead. But you know what? Because he has a faith and a trust in a holy God, and he knows that he has a purpose here on this earth to share the gospel with others, he said, Lord, I'm willing to go through whatever I have to go through in order to complete my work here on this earth, to show others the faith that you've given me, Lord, the faith and the trust to do what you'd have me do. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for us. And then he goes on, wait for it. And then he goes on to say that the Spirit helps us in all our infirmities. Beloved, I pray that if you are considering suicide, that you will look to the Lord. He is your hope. He has a plan for your life. Don't do it, as Pastor Buck has said in past services. Don't do it. God loves you. He has a purpose for your life. Come on, be a soldier. Fight through with the fight of faith. We love you, and Jesus loves you. Let's sing that old hymn. He lives, and he lives within my heart. Let Jesus be Lord of your life.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know.
I know that he is sweet.